Inside 6 Yards is proudly supported by 1951 Goalkeeper Coaching.
For more information, you can visit their website at 1951goalkeepercoaching.com.au.
Or you can find them on Facebook.
Or Instagram.
At 1951 Goalkeeper Coaching.
Links are in the description below. Woo.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Inside 6 Yards. I'm your host Yatesy, and with me as always is
Mr. Tommy Garn.
Yes, Tommy, let's just be very thankful that we're here after the big there was a big dramatic pause there, but after the 3 day, well, yeah, 3 day lockdown.
Three day lockdown, man. That caught us a bit by surprise, to be honest, didn't it?
On a long weekend too.
Yeah, that's just the worst timing possible. So for everyone that had plans that were maybe going down south or whatever.
Playing football.
Yeah, or playing football for us. For us, it was like, oh, yeah, sweet. We were looking forward to playing on the weekend. And then, okay, now I've got a free weekend. Yeah. Not the worst thing, because you're like, sweet, I get spend time with the family and whatnot. But
couldn't really do anything though, could you?
Yeah, exactly. That was the annoying thing. You're like, oh, just stay inside and try and
entertain.
Think of something to do.
Well, you know what we did? We got Uno.
Uno.
Yes. And I tell you what, the first couple of games, this guy right here absolutely dominated. And then when everyone kind of understood the game, how it works, I lost.
Yeah. And then you're like, let's stop playing now. Yeah. Let's move on to the next game.
Board games and card games, they're so underrated. Like, I know people have board game and that nights and stuff.
Family board games are awesome.
Yeah. There's just something about it, just the... I was going to try and say a really smart word there, but the word that you say, remembering, like in your past,
remembering your past,
nostalgia about it, you know, like you look at something and you're, oh, when I was a kid, that's what I.
Oh, I know what you mean. It's not nostalgia. So it's kind of like your memories or like your...
Yeah, like when you're a kid, but there's a certain...
Gives you the fuzzies, mate.
Yeah, there's a certain particular word there that I'm not thinking.
I can't get the word either, so don't worry about it.
But look, it's...
We're goalkeepers. We've been hitting the head way too many times.
Yeah, and outside goalkeeping.
Yeah.
So it was very, very interesting for W. Look, at the end of the day, if we had to go lockdown for 3 days to have a break and to make sure nothing came out, then look, I'll take it.
Yeah, it's a small sacrifice considering, you know, if we look at the world at the moment, especially like India's...
They just had an earthquake as well.
Yeah, just like it's out of control in India. And like, you know, places like the UK that have been in lockdown for months and months and months, wearing masks and stuff like that, whilst, as you know, we just have to wear masks for a little bit longer and then all of a sudden it'll be back to normal. So it's a small price to pay, but it's still, we're just like, you know, when you get super psyched up, you know, you train hard throughout the week, you know, you're 2 or 3 days training and then all of a sudden you hit your Friday and you're like, yes, I'm pumped for tomorrow. And then when that happens Friday, I'm like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah, because some clubs had the game on the Saturday, then cup game on the Monday.
Exactly, yeah. So that the FFA Cup. Luckily, we're not in it. I'll say luckily, but yeah, like I think when you're out of the FFA Cup, out of the cups, you're like, sweet, your focus is clear. You don't have your divided focus. You're like, oh, yeah, what about the cup? I'm like, nah, league. You want to win the league. You want to get 3 points. Every week is a focus on getting 3 points on the board.
That too depends on how, well, what the club as a whole or the teams and the coaches want to do, because you're right. Like if you've got a team of 30 people, you know, there are going to be times where there are going to be injured players and you've got to worry about, you know, say last weekend, for example, which didn't go ahead, but league game on a Saturday and then you've got a cup game on a Monday. So that's a couple of days in between, but someone could get a knock. You know, your striker or your goalkeeper or your key defender could get a knock and that takes them out. And then it really depends on, do you have enough quality in your league, in your team, sorry, to fill that position for that cup?
I think that's the thing that most teams struggle with is depth. Depth in squads. And when you have depth in your squad, that usually pushes players to become better. And it even pushes your better players to become better because they've got people up their asses that are nibbling at their spots. So as well, like that's what most teams and most coaches, that's what they want.
Yeah.
And they want a squad with depth so that when they do have injuries, then people can come in and stuff like that as well.
good thing with those cups, and also we saw in the night series as well, was a lot of younger players getting in. I know we've mentioned this numerous times of our podcast, of those younger players pushing up and getting a taste of what it's like to play first team football.
It's nicer to see. Like, that's what you want. You want the pathway for players, you know, where it's not just a development system where it's just, okay, yeah, and they just still source players. They're actually looking at the youth players and being like, okay, let's bring them up to reserves or bring them up to first. Yeah, reserves players getting put up to first team so they can actually have an opportunity to play first team football. Because regardless of what division, whether you're playing amateurs, whether you're playing semi-professional, whether you're playing full-time professional, when you take a step up from reserves or youth teams to senior football, senior first team football, there's always a step up. There's always a quality difference. No matter where you're, what quality or what level you're playing, there's always a step up difference. So you have to admire it. And when people take that step, and it's always good for younger players to be able to make that step younger so they can understand where they need to go and what they need to do to be able to play at that level.
Yeah. Also changes. I think it changes them themselves being, you know, if you're playing 18s or reserve or whatnot, playing up that higher level, and then, you know, taste first in football, you kind of bring that skills and you adapt it into what level you're playing at, you know, say for the reserves or whatever. Some players do struggle though when they come to first team football in any league. But it's a good dynamic to
especially have. Especially for goalkeepers, man. Like it's a different dynamic. Like for me personally, last season when I got called up to first team, when the first team keeper got injured, poor Benny. But then I noticed the instant difference was the pace. So I was realizing that instead of having, like, you know, when I get a back pass from a defender or something like that, I would have lots of time in reserves. Whilst I was in first team, there was no time.
Yeah.
They would be fitter. They'd be a lot quicker as well. So you'd be getting closed down very quickly. So you had to be on your toes, and just them little things that you notice that, holy crap, I need to be really switched on here. So it's one of them little things as well. But yeah, look, good start to the season though for us. What about you?
Well, I was actually going to say about you, then I was going to bring it all back. But yes, so to me, I've moved clubs. Some of you probably
mystery.
Yeah. I think it's kind of out there, but
out there, but not out there.
Yeah. So it's,
but if it's not been said on Inside Six Yarns, it's not been said.
Well, you know, it's like a Justin Bieber track. It's out there, but you don't really know it. So if you go looking for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've moved to UWA, Netherlands.
UWA,
which are Prem Ami team on a Sunday now.
It's like Uwan FC. Uwan.
Yeah, Uwan. It's another uni team, I know. So unfortunately.
Yeah, uni from uni to you, mate.
Yeah, but I don't study at all. A lot of the lads there
study a lot. No,
no,
no, he doesn't.
No. I do a little bit, but that's more for work stuff. But
yeah.
It's funny. A lot of the lads, one's doing like doing theses on all this type of stuff, and I don't even know what a thesis is. I got to write down a lot of stuff and research
stuff. Study.
Yeah, that's just when you have a couple of beers, sit down and watch a movie about the book you meant to read or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, so I moved there.
It's only one level down from where you were playing last season.
Yeah, so it's a step down.
But in retrospect, in the terms of things, I've played in the Amateur Premier League, and the level there is quite high. And you've got the top half. I'd say the top maybe five or six teams are very close to that of, I would say, the bottom half of State League 2, if not, you know, verging towards the top half.
Yeah. Well, you have a couple of clubs in there like Quinns, who we played last week.
Who have also got a State League Division 1 side.
And Joondalup United as well.
Yeah. And they've also got a State League side as well.
And is there another one in Prem Ams?
I'll
tell you what, judging the future here, I'm looking at my crystal ball. I definitely think that Forestfield United, the Div 1 team, will be promoted to
it would be nice. It would be nice to see them in the Amateur Prem.
I'd put money on that too. I reckon they're going to
wonder what the odds are on that.
Looking really deadly at the moment.
Good luck to the boys at Forey. That's Terry looking after them boys.
And Benny's in goals as well for them. Yeah.
So solid number one there.
So look, been down there for a little while now. We're made our way through the first round of the cup.
Yep.
Which 2-0 up at in 20 minutes in the first half.
Yeah, that's good. That's what you want.
Silly first goal. Second goal, there was, I think it was an injury. And the coach talked to the players. The ref said, come on, we're going to go, we're going to go. And they kept talking. And then the other team played and ended up scoring a goal from it.
No so, way.
So ended up going 2-2, went down to penalties, which we know as goalkeepers, it's always a fun part, especially in a knockout, because we didn't do the extra time too.
I put so much pressure on myself with penalties. Mm. Like I feel like I can save penalties. Yeah. You know, like even though you're like you shouldn't, but
I looked. This is I did do a bit of study. There we go. There's a little bit. I think I looked. This is more like World Cup and Premier League stats, but I think it works out to be like 7.24% chance of saving a penalty.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. Like, especially nowadays, people are a lot more confident, you know, like going like doing pen anchors and freaking going up the middle and, you know, nuts.
It's definitely a it's an art to save penalties, which I think we're still both learning.
Definitely. There's definitely a quality of, you definitely know the different quality of players that, you know, when they step up to that spot and you're looking at them and you can tell a different quality player that's going to go for it.
Yeah,
and there's players that will play it somewhat safe, but they're aiming for a side or a corner, and sometimes they'll just get lucky and they'll just pick the right side, or you'll pick the wrong side, and
yeah,
and sometimes it's you just go, nah, take your hat off. They had a good shot. They placed it well. So we went.
So I saved. I think I saved the third one.
Third penalty. Yep.
And then the other goalkeeper for the other team saved it, but there was a bit of controversy behind it because he did step over line and then dive. But look, it's just what, I mean, you don't have official linesmen.
Yeah. Okay, you got one referee. So you don't have a lino that's actually standing on the line that's watching the goalkeeper. But look,
It is what it is. Then it went out to final death and I saved the penalty for us to go through to the next round. So that was
That's a good moment.
Oh yeah. It was good feeling.
That's a good moment.
But the boys told me that if I didn't save that one, I was taking the next penalty. So it's a shame that it was good that I saved it, but then in retrospect, I'm kind of like, oh, if I didn't save that, I could have taken the next penalty. So I could have, if things worked out, I probably could have saved the penalty and got the goal to win the.
That's what you want.
So we're traveling. I think we're third or fourth at the moment. We won our first game at Joondalup.
Yep.
Unfortunately, lost, I think it was 3-4 last Sunday.
Yep. In the second round?
Yeah, two penalties. Saved the first one. Second one I actually gave away. I don't think it was a penalty, but got good hand to it. Just not enough.
Yeah.
So
you guys have only done two rounds, hey?
Two rounds. Yeah. So not as far ahead as what you guys at the moment.
We started a week earlier, so we've done three rounds and we're on round four at the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was perfect. I'd say perfect start. 9 points from three games. So we won in the reserves anyway. I'm back down in reserves. But it was good. I've conceded two goals in three games, so I'm happy with that. I always find it harder to keep clean sheets than reserves. Mm. But no excuse for me. Like on my team, I think my team this year is a lot stronger. Cool. And it's good to see that there's a lot of depth in reserves this year as well as first team.
Guys got definitely a big push. I've noticed a lot of new signings, a lot of old signings.
Yeah, so we've got the team's pushing this year. So well, we finished second last year in first team on reserves. I think we finished top five. So this year, the only way the first team can do better is to win the league.
That's it.
So they're pushing for promotion there, and that's a clear goal that everyone knows about. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
I think that's what Bobby and also your club wants is just, you know, take that step up further.
They want to get back to NPL. They want to get back to NPL. I'm not sure if there must be some stage that Dynala might have been in, the first state league or whatever it was called prior to NPL.
Because Dynala have been around for donkey's years.
But they were in State League Division 1 a few years back and they did get relegated, I think, 5 or 6 years ago or something like that. So they were in State League Division 1 for a little while, but definitely that's the first step, and then rebuild from State League Division 1 and try get to that next step. But look, it's good though. Like the goal's clear and what they want to do, and they've had a good start. First team, they won their first two games, and then the third game they drew, I think it was 1-1.
Okay.
And it was a tough game. It was one of them games where it could have been, on a different day, it could have been 4 or 5-1. You know, like just one of them get days where the ball just didn't want to go in the net. And you've had that many opportunities, people screaming, people kicking the ball. And I think the keepers made a few good saves as well, but just a lot of chances that just were not taken in this game. And you know how you get them games where one team will have all the opportunities and the other team will win with just like one shot on goal.
Well, that's football, is a game of chances, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
99% of the possession, 1,000 shots on goals.
And I've had it in one of my reserves games this year. Like the team has literally had one shot on goal and they've scored. And I was like, my team had all the possession, all the shots, and we beat them. But that one shot and that one attacking play that they had that opened us up cost me a clean sheet. And for me, like, I'm like,
no.
Yeah, I get annoyed because that's all I want. That's all I want, clean sheets every day, all day, every day.
That's it is what it is, isn't it?
But yeah.
Like, we always said it's a cruel mistress, football.
Exactly. It's one of them things that like, yeah, it's just one of them things. But at the end of the day, you take that step aside and you go, what's most important is the 3 points. Your team gets the 3 points and you move into next week and then you improve and you work together to get to the next stage. But no, it's really good. Great start to the season, and I'm really looking forward. I think we've got Gozzies this week at home.
It'll be a tough game.
So it'll be interesting to see what Gosnell side are, what they're looking like this year. They've had a few decent results pre-season, so it'll be interesting to see how they're looking.
Yeah.
And I know it was a very tough game for us last season, and we got a bit lucky with a few with a win against them.
They're quite a physical team, Gosnells.
Yeah. So yeah. You'll find that with a lot of teams, like the physicality, if you're not up for it, it's you're in for a long day between the sticks. So your team needs to be up for the physical battle, be able to get first to the ball, first to the second ball, you know, like balls up, and then like you got people that are hungry to get the ball, make the first tackle. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard when you know your team hasn't rocked up and you're sitting there between sticks going, okay, it's going to be a long day.
Yeah, it is hard. And look, we had that last week with Quinns. Very physical game, some challenges that, you know what, not so good. Challenges were good but was deemed not very good.
Yeah.
I got a nice one, studs up challenge, top of the foot.
Oh, they're fun.
Oh, yeah. It is what it is. It's all in the game. So... But yeah, for me anyway, I just decided to take a step down.
Yeah.
Just need to start enjoying football again, and it's not anyone else's fault. It's my decision just to to step back and just really enjoy it and start working on small things and look, see what next year brings. But
amateur prem's a good league, man.
Oh yeah, like, look, I've really enjoyed it so far. Good coaching staff, good bunch of lads.
And I think that makes a difference as well. Like, you know, sometimes it might not be like the lads are all dickheads. It's not that. It's like sometimes you just get along with them. Sometimes you just don't. You know, sometimes you just feel like you fit in and it's, you know, everyone's kind of like happy. Yeah. And sometimes you just walk into a club and it's a bit of a bad vibe, or you can tell something's not quite right. Yeah, I've had that before where it's, and you're like, oh, crap, and it's not great, but you get on with it. But it's nice to see that you're back enjoying football, and that at the end of the day, that is the most important part. If you're not enjoying it, something's not right. So you need a change,
and that goes from any sporting code, any level,
correct,
workplace, you know, relationships. You know, if you're not happy, it's not good for you.
No,
it's not good for other people, and it's not healthy at the end of the day.
No.
So.
No, it's not. And for those of the people that have watched a few of the recent videos on Inside Six Yards, you'll notice that we have our new gloves. Our first shipment, anyway.
Yes.
Our first shipment of gloves that have come in. Please note, these are just demos that we've ordered. We will do a bit of a review of them and let you know more details shortly. But at the moment, they're not for sale or anything like that. Yeah. We are fine tuning them to get them to a point where they we were happy to let other people have them, really, because at the moment they're about 90% there, 80% there.
Yeah, I guess it's like testing the Tesla car. You know, it's can be a fiery. Tragedy. Unfortunately, what happened with the Tesla car.
I was going to say, you talk about the one that, like, it's all good till, like, somebody, like, smashes the window. Like, that, you know.
Yeah,
that one?
A little while ago, I don't think the people, I hope the people didn't die because that's not good. But I do know there was a bad accident where the car just blew up and crashed in flames.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I didn't know about that. I thought you were talking about, like, you know, the Tesla truck that, yeah, you know, he's like, you're like, yeah, these, these windows are bulletproof. And he's like, and he chucks a ball bearing at the root and the whole thing shatters. Yeah. And he's like, crap, that's not supposed to happen.
So it's an interesting process. I've never done anything like this before, and
it's a difficult and long process, isn't it?
Hats off to the people that do it. And it's little baby steps, I guess, to really fine tune stuff. And then, but also too, what you got to take into account is there might be something that I personally really, really like.
Yeah.
But then you're thinking, well, I'm only 0.01% of the person who's going to be getting these gloves.
Correct.
What about the other percentage that, you know, they might not like this, might like that. So it's a very interesting journey. So on that note though, Tommy, if they would like to see it, what do they need to do?
You need to hit that like and subscribe button down below. So yeah, let us know in the comments below as well. So give us a comment. Let us know if you like the gloves, if you dig the look of them. We're really pleased. Like, one of the things that we really love is the look, the aesthetic look,
the cosmetic. They're very sexy.
Yeah, is definitely the i6y sexy look that we were looking for. It's just a matter of getting the fine tuned details of what's inside the glove and making sure that basically it should be like one of the best gloves you've worn, essentially. That's what we're looking for anyway. It's something that we're comfortable with, we're happy with. And then as soon as we are, then we might consider releasing them to the public.
To the masses.
if there is a demand for it. So if you guys would like, let us know in the comment section below. And plus, we do have plenty of keyrings available. So we might do some more giveaways. Stay tuned for that. If you'd like a keyring, again, let us know in the comment section below.
Comment. One of the keyrings. What you need to do, boys and girls.
We do have plenty of them. So yeah, let us know. But yeah, like, where to next?
Well, I thought we'll take a little bit of a break. Well, not necessarily a break, but I want to play a game, Tommy.
Ooh, a game.
Yeah, because recently what happened on the intimate webs and on the book faces. There was a state league game. I do believe it was Canning City and was it Joondalup who had their game postponed or forfeited.
The kick clash?
The kick clash.
Oh, God, here we go.
Now, as a goalkeeper, kit clashes is something that we as goalkeepers are, it's always on the back of our mind. I know Tommy rocks a couple of socks, a couple extra kits, myself included as well, do the same.
Even though the rules state nothing about goalkeepers. It's literally like, you know.
We've got lots to worry about. Mm. We've got the team we're playing against. We've got the opposition goalkeeper if the referee is one of those referees.
Yeah.
Then we've got the referee.
Yeah.
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 And if you want to put the fourth one in there, it looks good. And if it's white and it's raining, it's money, it's probably not good to do it. So we've got a lot of different factors that involve which shouldn't be because it's a simple process that you're,
it's right,
for example, for UWA, I've got a nice, sexy new purple and black kit. I've made the choice. We've given it a yellow one too. So that's going to be my away and I'll wear the purple for home. So very, very simple. So on that, I was just very confused because I always thought Canning were blue.
They do normally have a blue kit, but I'm pretty sure new kit has white. Blue and white hoops or
stripes. I haven't seen it such, but then Joondalup do white or blue as well.
Correct.
So, but you would think they would have had an old kit, but hey, we weren't there and I didn't read enough into it. So
I did, like, it was weird because it was actually the ref that called it up because it was like apparently there was a 30-minute rule or whatever it is that they need to be played within 30 minutes of the announcement time or something like that. And by the time that, even though Canning City were the home team, they actually changed their kits.
Mm.
So they've actually done the honourable thing, even though that I'm pretty sure Dunlop didn't bring a clash kit for some reason, which I think again is stupid.
So
I don't think Canning City are wrong here.
No, well, I guess I'm not really pointing any fingers, but what I am confused of, and because I always thought going in juniors, if you're an away team, you bring an away kit, as in any other type of sport codes. But then I think Claudio was saying we played over, it was the home team that changed. And it does make sense because you're at home, you've got the facilities, you've got the shirts all there. But it's very, very interesting. So
yeah, it's different, different cultures. Like even like in rugby, I remember in rugby, it's that the home team changes, it's not the away team.
It makes sense.
But to be fair, like I would say if you've got a kit man, you bring two kits.
Yeah.
Like just in case, you know,
it is an extra.
You don't have to just pull it out. Just pull out one kit and then leave the other kit in the car.
Mm.
And then if one goes to crap, then bring out the other kit.
You've got
especially if you're away, you know, because
if you're playing in Quinns and you're like Gosnell's team or something like that.
Most of the times nowadays, clubs will just play in their home kit. And then if you're going to a club that you know is in similar colours to you, you'll bring a clash kit or you'll wear your clash kit.
Yeah.
So it's like you've got your home kit or your clash kit. And most of the time, for instance, us at Dianella, we'll wear a home kit 9 times out of 10 because we've got red shirts, blue shorts and white socks.
Easy.
So red, blue and white, the Serbian colours. So it's literally like that. And then our clash kit's all white.
Yeah.
So we wear white shorts and then white shirts. And literally we'll wear that home kit 9 times out of 10. And then occasionally we might get a team that has mainly a white kit that we'll kind of know. And then we'll bring they've got red shirts or something. And then we'll bring the clash kit, which is the white kit.
All right.
But that should be organized pre-game.
Well, you'd think so. But look, new season, new start. We'll let go. So what this brings me to is a little game I want to play.
Okay.
So
bring the game out.
We're going to call, I don't even have, I was trying to think of a name on the drive up here, what I'd call it, but I'm just going to call it Guess the Team's Kit.
Guess the Team's Kit. Guess the
Team's Kit. So we're not going to do State League.
All right.
NPL. We're going to do, in honor of me moving to the Amateur Prems.
Right.
We're going to do the Amateur League.
Okay.
So I'm going to just throw a couple out there. And
see if I can get any right.
Yeah. Just on that, if you're on the WA Sunday League or the State League page or whatever on Facebook, there's a Google Doc thing on there at the moment, and it has all the club's teams and all the colours and all that type of stuff.
My baby in the background.
She's very upset about this.
Yeah.
Get
the kit colours right.
team manager, whatever, jump on that Facebook thing and all the goalkeepers out, let your team manager know, whatever. To get on there and type it out, because that way if we've got a document there, we can look at it and there we go.
All right, before we get started with the game though, a quick word from one of our sponsors, Mr. SDL. Make sure you get onto it. So quick word from SDL. Inside Six Yarns is proudly supported by SD Leisure.
For all your goalkeeping needs without breaking the bank.
SDL provides quality goalkeeper products including goalkeeper gloves,
game day and training tops,
full kits including matching shirt, shorts and socks,
three-quarter pants and even padded compression shorts.
For more information, you can visit their website at sdleisure.com.au or you can find them on Facebook
or Instagram
at sdleisure.
SDL, it's all about you,
the goalkeeper.
There we go.
Welcome back.
All about you. Also, too,
goalkeeper.
Just off the red hot tip there, also doing a face mask too.
Yes, if you need your face mask, head up sdleisure.
I think black, navy, blue, and pink.
I saw the other day he's doing like custom armbands and stuff, like captain's armbands and stuff now. Look at that. Which is really cool.
Need anything like that, hit up the links below or the previous ad.
Yeah.
Get on it, get around it.
Links in the description below, sdleisure.com.au.
There we go. Get involved. All right. So the game. We need some like cool, funky game, old school.
Yeah, I know, right? Like some...
So we'll start off with an easy one.
Okay, easy one.
So we're going to the Amateur Prems. Wembley Downs.
Wembley Downs, red. Red kit. Oh, are we just doing the shirt? Just doing the shirt.
To show you a memory, let's just do the whole kit. Let's just do the whole home kit.
Right. Okay. So for me, I remember I've played for Wembley Downs. So I remember it was red kit. Yep. It's actually got a white bit at the top.
Yeah.
So it's a red kit, white shorts, and there's usually red socks.
There we go. Yeah. Red, white, red.
Red, white, red. Yeah.
And the away is all white.
Was I wish I had a ding.
Yeah. Ding. Should have done the pause.
Yeah, an away kit. Yeah, it's usually white. Yeah.
All right, let's do
full white. Yeah,
full white. Yeah, it's just got full white.
Full white, like Dinella. Yeah.
So let's stay in the amateur prems. We'll Ooh. Do a couple. We'll do a few of these because it's kind of fun. I enjoy it.
Oh, it's cool. It's interesting. It'll be interesting to see if I get them right.
Yeah. Joondalup United in the amateur prems. Ooh. So we'll just go home. We'll just do home for that.
See, I always get Joondalup United and Joondalup
City
mixed up.
Same.
So I thought Joondalup United, they're a blue. Are they blue?
They are. Is there any particular blue?
I thought it was a light blue.
Okay.
Is it a light blue?
I'll give you, it's a navy blue.
Mm, okay.
So if you want to be technical, I'll give you that. So.
So what was it? It's navy blue.
So navy blue for everything.
So like navy blue, like Man City blue, or is that like a light blue, or is it?
I'm just going off what it's got written down. It's just navy blue.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know how to.
They're he actually played them. I think it's more like an
navy blues. Navy blues.
I think more Everton.
A darker blue, isn't it?
I think more like Everton.
Yeah,
because like Man City blue.
Man City's like a light blue. Yeah. So I'm thinking navy blue's darker blue, isn't it? So yeah. I knew it was some sort of blue.
So we'll do one more in the Prem Am. So we know UWA.
I know they're a dark green.
Yeah. So dark green and yellow.
Yeah.
So, love the green.
Yeah. But you guys have like weirds. It's like dark green and yellow, and then you've got like black socks.
No, I wear green socks.
You wear green socks now. Yeah.
Well, you know, for two games we played. all right.
It'd be funny if he goes, no, you've actually played black socks.
Yeah. We don't wear socks at all.
No, no socks.
So, let's go down to Division 1.
Ooh, okay.
Go East Perth.
Yeah, I could not tell you. I'd say white.
Yeah, so they're home. This isn't written down there, but I know because played. So, they've got this awesome black kit, same.
Yep.
Pretty sure it's Macron and same with the.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's green. So black and green. And
okay.
Wear the black socks. Yeah. Really.
Yeah. Nice. I could not tell you. I've never played East Perth. So.
Here's an easy one for you.
Yep.
We'll go Div 2. Well, I think this was an easy one.
Mm.
Maccabi.
Maccabi. I've never played it.
Yeah. Okay. They're all, they got blue shorts, blue shirts, and white socks.
Okay.
All right. Let's go try this one. Subiaco.
Is that Subiaco AFC?
Subiaco football. Yeah.
Yeah. So like they look like a white and like light yellow, aren't they?
I'll give you they're white shirt with maroon.
Yeah.
Maroon shorts and socks.
Yeah, because they've got like a weird white and it's like a yellow and burgundy.
Yeah,
brown-y.
It's like a tiger thingy on there.
Yeah.
So not too bad. Division 3.
Mm, okay, we're going down now.
We're going down to Funky Town. Baldivis in Division 3. Yeah. It's hard,
eh? I'd be guessing, man. Yeah. I'd genuinely
take a stab
be guessing.
In the dark. Go on.
I'd say Baldivis, let's go black.
Well, that'd give it to you.
Yeah.
Home shirt is red and black.
Red and black, okay.
And black shorts and black socks.
Red and black. So I can't even imagine.
I know I've got the
like an army like Armadale kind of look like red and red and black
kind of
stripes.
Yeah, kind of.
Maybe.
Brozzi FC.
I know what these guys are. They're like Brazilian kit, mate. So it's actually yellow. Yellow, bright yellow shirt, blue shorts and white socks.
Pretty much whatever the Brazilian football team's wearing that year.
Yeah.
That's what those guys
Brozzi
are
FC.
Wear. That's who we've actually got in the cup.
Yeah?
Div 3, yeah.
Div
3,
yeah.
Which is going to be a tough game. Fremantle City.
Fremantle City. They're a maroon. They're a maroon.
Now, that one thing I like here, it's got it's got all the tables, Division 3, and it's got Fremantle City, and it's same as Metro teams. So obviously, Fremantle City have a lot of teams, and they just said...
They have lots of teams, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big club.
All right.
And state league club as well. But, yeah, they've recently gone to Macron as well. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, they're maroon home kit.
Now, last one, Division 4.
Mm.
So we've got two here, but I'm going to go for an easy one to finish it off for you, Tommy. I'm going to ask you, what kit does mum wear?
Not
your mum, but Murdoch United.
What kit does my mum wear?
Yeah.
Murdoch University Melville will wear a black and red kit.
Yes. And what about their away shirt, Tricycle? Because we should...
Their away kit's actually white and blue.
Mm, there we go.
Yeah.
So white/blue.
It matches their state league side.
Yeah.
So that's why I know that.
There we go. So look, again, jump on that. Did well, Tommy.
There we go. So I did all right. Let me know how I did.
It's on there. Jump on that Facebook page.
It's a nice little quiz, actually. That's quite fun.
It's also good for other clubs because they can look at this. So you don't have that clash of kits or whatever.
Mm.
So on that, Tommy.
Yes.
We were talking about goalkeeper clubs. Let's close all this down. Goalkeeper gloves before.
Yes.
Now, I sent you. Do you want to bring up that picture, Tom?
Yeah, I'm going to have to bring this up. It's very interesting. Yeah, to say
it's this new technology. Do we say technology?
Kind of, I guess. I guess you could say kind of. Like, it's a technology, I think.
I guess a different form of type of latex on the palm of the gloves.
So I'll just put this.
You'll bring it up now.
I'll bring it up so you guys can see. It'd be this one. There so here we go. So have a look at this. Very interesting.
So Roche. Always get that name mixed up.
Roche.
So they've been around for donkey's years, these gloves. But if you just look on the palm there and on the fingers.
I'll see if I can.
There we go.
Zoom.
That's going. Oh, there we go.
The picture. Everything else is zooming in, but the picture.
There we go. That's a bit there. So it's got these little dimples, do we say, on the gloves.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
I've never seen anything like that.
Neither
before.
Have I. And I think that's why they've probably done it.
Yeah.
They're like, nobody's done this before. And there's probably a reason for that.
We'll have to do some. It just caught my eye on Facebook.
I'd love to, if we can get them cheap.
Just to try it.
Would be good to get a couple pairs and let's do a review of them because that is super weird.
Because would they be the sticky spots or is it to get more, I don't know.
I'm assuming it's to do with getting more traction.
More grip on the stuff. Ball. Yeah.
A
bit like the boots with Adidas Predators, how they've got those.
If you put it in terms of the, you know, when you dunk your hand in water for long periods of time, how your fingers get all wrinkly.
Yeah,
it's actually to get them more grippy under the water.
Yeah.
So maybe
that's a fun fact for you kids.
There you go. So if you weren't aware of that, so that's is to get your fingers more grippy. So maybe Roy should put that type of thought pattern into these set of gloves. Yeah, it's very interesting. Well, if you can't actually see and you're just listening to the podcast, we absolutely love you for that. That is amazing. But if you'd like to see our pretty faces and see what we're actually talking about, hit us up on our YouTube channel in the link in the description below, or you can find us at inside or youtube.com/inside6yarns with a six. Don't spell the six with the actual
number. Because we can't spell it.
Because we can't spell it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it looks very interesting. I'll definitely, as a famous manager once said to me, we'll take this offline and we'll have a look into it because it'd be very interesting to find out the scientific.
I do love the color though. I do love it. I do love a bright color.
I just think they'll get dirty so much.
They will. They will. Fluoro yellow. Yeah, definitely.
And that material looks like a mesh too. But you know what it reminds me of, Tommy? Can you pop up the other picture I sent you? So when I look at these gloves, this is what.
I will just. Give me 2 seconds.
Get around.
All right, well, get this.
Yeah, get this picture up. So when I saw this gloves, I was like, it reminded me of something. So I had a quick look and this is what it looks like. So I don't know if anyone knows, but Yo Gabba Gabba, that's the character. I think it's Muno is his name. He's just a tall red guy that's got those bumps all over him.
maybe somebody at Roche thought like, I'm going to put that on a glove. Yeah.
Or maybe it's his skin that they're using. Who knows? Oh,
They've skinned him.
Maybe there's
We're going to make a glove out of you.
Yeah, maybe there's a species of them. Well, look, there's a family up on that picture. But
there we go.
Yeah, so look, very very interesting technology. And
that is...
It's interesting.
I'm very interested to try it. I'll try anything once.
Famous last words.
Yeah,
but look, just
jump off that bridge.
It won't hurt.
I'll do it once.
It it just shows you that that's how far goalkeeper gloves have come along. Because if you go back to what 70s, 80s, it were gardening gloves with that same type of pattern, but it's more like the
ping
pong bat cover on it.
So like when you look at the goalkeeper glove technology, it's definitely getting a lot better. And it has to, because, you know, the balls are getting the footballs that they're kicking are becoming lighter, and they're more aerodynamic. They're more truer, especially with the newer like Adidas balls and stuff that they're coming out with. They're like, they're saying it's, or the Nike ball, sorry, that they're using, the Premier League is saying it's got like a, was it like a better, the way that it's designed
or whatever, it's like a better,
truer flight path or something like that. And so, you know, and you know how strikers will find some way to make that difficult for you. So people are hitting the ball like harder, quicker. And you know, you have to be able to have the equipment to be able to deal with it, because it's tough, man.
And unfortunately, bigger gloves don't count.
you can't just go up a size. It doesn't work. Nah. You need thick, good quality goalkeeper gloves to be able to absorb the impact.
Speaking of
hard shots
of footballs, do you guys play with the new MITRE ones now that they've?
That is an interesting topic as well. Yeah, so so I think it was Football West that signed a contract with MITRE or MITRE or whatever.
I think it's MITRE? 3 years. Yeah, 2 or 3 years.
2 or 3 years. So for State League, is it NPL as well?
Yeah, NPL and State League.
So State League and NPL, and they've got the new MITRE ball. I don't mind it. I've taken a lot of goal kicks with them. And it's quite interesting because normally we like to play the ball at the back, but no, I don't mind kicking it. It's
different.
It's definitely a different feel to a select ball. So for those of you that potentially aren't familiar with the system in WA, but a lot of times we end up playing with a select ball. So the brand Select, and they're usually all right.
Yeah, they use them in the, not the Bundesliga. What league? It's used in Premier Leagues around the world and stuff. I know that.
So it's not a bad ball at all. I don't mind it. Yeah. The higher end select balls are really nice. Definitely you feel the difference, especially the game day balls that we use are quite nice. The new MITRE ball that we use I'm not sure if I prefer the Select over the MITRE. Maybe I would prefer the Select based on that I'm more used to it.
Yeah, something.
I think it's just one of the things that you're more familiar with. But there has been a lot of complaints over the MITRE ball saying that they're not great.
I'm on the fence. I think we've played with them twice at the moment, and it honestly feels like a volleyball.
Yeah.
They're not. It seems to be lighter. It's something that it might not be, but it feels lighter than a select ball.
Yep.
I agree
with you there.
Yeah, I do know I can drop kick the hell out of it.
Yeah. You know, when you get the sweet spot on it,
it goes a rocket. Man.
It does go,
but look, let's see how this goes and how it travels. That'd be another thing. Maybe we can get our hands on it. We can have a bit of a
definitely demo. See if we can source one and see if we can get a bit more hands on with it. But yeah, look, I haven't had a bad experience with them yet. Like they seem okay. Like at the end of the day, it's like it's a football. Like and you know when you kick a bad football, a really bad one, you're like, oh, that's bad. So it didn't seem like a really bad one to me.
Feel flat though. Even though they're pumped up to the right PSI, it just feels flat. I don't know if it's because it's got a more give in it. I'm not sure.
We don't have that experience because our kit man / like gear man, he pumps a ball up.
Even if it's pumped, that's what I mean. Like, because this one was pumped up.
Yeah.
The referee checked it because I said to him, this seems flat.
Oh, but when our kit man pumps a ball up, he pumps a ball up.
It's like a rock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it doesn't matter what type of ball it is, he'll pumps it up. So it's like you're kicking a brick.
Yeah.
A lot of the times we'll have to poke the little thing in to let some air out because, literally we'll get to training and we'll be like, oh, crap.
Ouch.
Yeah. But he's a great guy though. Our kitman's awesome. He goes a bit overboard with the pumping of the balls. And
you know, when you start doing headers and you see people wobbling around, you probably know it might need to let it down a bit.
Oh, just for me, like when, you know, you do a half volley and you're like, it's like, was that as hard for you to catch as it was for me to kick? Yes. Like, you're like kicking, it literally feels like you just dropped a brick onto your foot.
Boom, that.
Badonk. Well, ow.
Speaking of ouch and owies and boo-boos and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, it's a good transition, isn't it?
Thank you. I didn't practice that one either. It kind of just fell into like a little gift.
Just kind of rolled off the tongue.
I'll take that ride.
Mm.
So Tommy, work your magic, son, and pull up this video. So just if you are watching on the YouTube channel, hi, how are you going?
Hi.
Just don't pull it up yet, Tommy. There is a little bit of graphic stuff in here.
Yeah.
So a little bit of blood, possibly some bones maybe broken. So if you are with kids and you don't want to see them, please.
Viewer discretion is advised.
So maybe turn around. It goes for 2.5-3 minutes. So just close your eyes and listen, I guess, if you're into that. So viewers.
Just straight off the bat.
Here we go. All right. So let's get this video started. So he's copped probably a lip there.
Yeah.
Tevez. Doing on there, mate.
Yeah, so let's see what actually happened here. Like, I think this is the...
I don't think they show you. Nah.
Yeah, just... Oh, man.
So A-League, that one is.
That's nasty.
Newcastle one.
It's Birrigetti.
There we go.
Yeah, it's...
So you'd look at that, you don't think much, but it's in there. But more, the other guy copped one in. This is a good one. Boof.
Ah. Ouch.
So it's very, very. So he's been knocked out,
and that's a great scenario where they're actually getting his tongue out to make sure he doesn't choke on his tongue, which is really good.
Wee.
Ouch! Ouch! Concussion, man. And that's the thing, you know, keepers.
Yeah,
we do that. We dive at people's feet. We're stupid. Ooh. And he's copped a knee straight right to the right into the head.
Here we go. Yeah, bam.
And he's just copped a stud right into the gut.
Yeah. See, in that though, there's nothing. In his happy place.
It's not malicious.
It's safe.
Oof. Not malicious, but just it's just football. Just people going hard for the football.
Don't take your glove off.
Yeah.
See that's just unlucky, that is. But yeah, like very brave goalkeeping.
Yeah, brave coming out at his feet. He's just copped his knee right in the face, unfortunately. That's just unlucky, you know. Look. Just shove a tampon up your nose. You'll be right, mate.
Oh, that was a good chat.
That was his own teammate wiping him out. Oh no.
Yeah, he's knocked out.
You don't like to see people get stretched off and stuff like that. It's just
in any
sport.
Yeah.
Look, it's his own player. Look, he
wasn't even watching. The player's not watching the player.
Oof. Boom. Oh man.
That's like a
friendly fire.
UFC move, that is.
Yeah.
What have we got here? Out.
He's coming out brave.
Oh, that's a head clash.
He's outside of his six, man. Oof. Oh, my lordy.
He was out before he hit the ground there.
Yeah, man. Oh.
That is, I must say.
Ah, man. It's brave.
Very brave. It is brave.
Look at, oh, man. Yeah. He's gone.
So that's why he got the bleed.
Yeah, that's why, I can understand why he's bleeding from that.
So what?
Birrigetti, Melbourne City. Oh, he's got a foot right to the face.
And that hurts. Oh, that's,
Yeah.
So he's lost the tooth there.
Yeah. That's nuts.
That hurts. Oh.
And that just shows you, like, and this guy's KO'd.
Yeah.
So, look, it just shows you the dangers of goalkeeping as well.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a nasty one. She took studs right to the... Right to the midsection.
That girl looks like she's just laying down.
That's Morgan, hey?
Yeah. There we go. So, look, it's not a very pleasant thing to look and to talk about, but it's just one of those things that accidents do happen. But I guess the be careful.
And also,
if you do see someone go out knocked out like that, it was very quick thinking for those players to put the player in the recovery position and make sure the... especially if they're knocked out, that their airway and the mouth is clear of any obstructions, tongue, teeth, blood, whatever.
First aid, really good. Like, it's nice. Look, it's nice to see players do that. Mm. Like,
and as much opposition team as well.
Yeah, as much as it's a bad situation, it's really nice to see that people were doing the human thing, you know, the humane thing and helping somebody that's in danger, which is really good.
Yeah.
It does bring to the point of goalkeeping is dangerous, and that's why... You know, we do what we do with our techniques, with our decision making. You know, when we come out for a high ball, we come out with that knee to protect ourselves, like that type of thing. And it's not being malicious. It's protecting, because if we don't follow the right techniques and stuff, that type of stuff happens.
Mm.
But then sometimes it's just really it's just unlucky.
Yeah.
You know, you've come out and you've done the brave thing. You've come out and dived at somebody's feet for the ball. And
I guess it's just the hazard of the game, isn't it, really? Like you look the amount of times you do that stuff, nothing happens, and then you get hit. Look what happened in the UFC on the weekend.
Yeah.
A gentleman broke his leg. Yeah. He's probably done that kick thousands and thousands of times.
Chris Weidman, yeah. I remember watching the exact fight that somebody did that injury against him.
Mm.
So it was Anderson Silva who did that exact same injury kicking him. So it was the irony there is insane, but yeah.
On that, look, conditioning with your legs. So it's unrelated to football, but that's why conditioning is so important.
Yeah.
Some people probably don't rate it very highly, but you need to do it. Look at Conor McGregor.
Yeah. Oh man,
that was a good fight. But anyway,
yeah.
Football.
Football. Back to football. No, but like,
don't cross the lines on UFC football because it might get a yellow or red card.
Yeah. That's why Yatesy gets so many penalties.
I'm a good boy.
But bravery though is definitely a common trait amongst all of the goalkeepers that we saw video. And it's usually a good trait in all goalkeepers, the bravery to come out and to be brave, to come out for a ball and, you know, dive at somebody's feet or come up high and collect that ball. It takes bravery. And I was going to say it takes balls, but it doesn't, because there's so many female goalkeepers out there that would probably be a lot more braver than myself. Coming out to collect crosses and that type of stuff. So I would say it takes bravery. It doesn't take balls. It takes bravery.
Yeah.
Probably
a few screw loosers do.
A few nuts and bolts loose, I think. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. And I think that we call that's something special.
Which I've been called a lot.
Yeah, in the goalkeeper world. But again, you respect, as goalkeepers, we respect.
Mm.
We respect that. That's type where of stuff
that
as well.
Goalkeeper union comes in there. That we all know what we go through. We all know what we've been through. So
yeah, and for a long time, it's one of them things that you build up around that union, and it's that mutual respect as well for goalkeepers. You know, there's usually that you know at the end of the game, you're like, oh, even if you've lost or whatever, you go up to the keeper, and if they made a few good saves, you're like, mate, a few good saves there, bud. Well
done. Especially when the opposition goalkeeper wearing SDL gloves.
Oh, I love that.
I've had a couple of them. Yeah, I'm like, nice gloves, mate. And I had one at Quinn's. He was wearing the same gloves as me. The black SDL, the new ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nice gloves. And he's like, oh,
yeah. He's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, damn, you know.
He's like, oh, damn. Back at it again with the black SDLs.
Not you again.
Oh, classic. Well,
let's, before we
wrap things up.
Before we put this show to bed and tuck it in and give a kiss on the forehead, possibly read a book if it's been behaved, let's bring up one last video.
One last one.
Just
for the road.
For the road. I've
Premier League saves.
Yeah, Premier League saves.
Russian.
We're going to go the Russian Premier League.
Premier League saves. We're going full Russian.
Yeah.
Full Russian here, man. All right, cool. Let's have a look. But it's nice. It'd be interesting to see. I don't watch too much of the Russian league.
Who we have? We have Ural. This is my team I follow in the Russian league. Go.
Oi. Oh, that's a good reaction.
And off the crossbar too. Do we get another one? Oh, well covered.
I like that. That's cool.
He's a beast at number 10. He's like that a Viking.
That's awesome. That's a good reaction save. Good reaction save. Especially 1-1. 85 minutes in. That's a very crucial save.
Yeah.
That's the save.
That game ended 1-1 too, by the way, for people playing at home.
There you go.
Look at this. Oi.
I hate that. You know, when the ball ricochets and...
Good save.
Oh, nice. Good. You love that as well. I love to see that.
Curled around.
Yeah, he's curled it around the players and the keeper's read it, put a palm on it to get it just past.
Penalty. Yes. Great save. With his legs too. That feeling. Nothing beats that feeling. Like you can save a one-on-one, saving a penalty.
So that feeling where he's dove to his right, but he hasn't dove enough. So he's left his leg hanging. Save. Oh, that's it.
Oh, cheeky.
Cleared it away with his foot. Love that.
They're winning 1-0 on that too, that game.
Do you reckon that little step did him? That little step to the left?
Yeah.
When he's running up, he's like, oh yeah, I can see where he's going.
Great technique, the penalty though.
Yeah.
Give him for that. But that little reaction to kick it out.
Yeah, that's good. Clear it. Get it out of there.
Same game. Oh.
That's such a hard technique too. Like,
and look at the time too.
Yeah, 93rd minute.
Far out.
Good concentration. But that's such a hard technique. You're tracking back, you're leaping, top hand save. Very difficult technique, so, and well executed. Reaction. Wow, that is so difficult. Because you've already stepped one way and then the ball sent you back the other way. All you can do is just stick out a leg.
Yeah, and
that's all he could have done.
There we go, guys. Awesome. So that's just something there to kind of tingle your taste buds.
Brighten up your day.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to finish on the downside to goalkeeping. No, we want to finish on the good stuff.
That's it. So again, boys and girls, if you like it, let us know. Your comments help. Also, not only help for us, for our self-indulgence and
and we reply to every comment as well. Leave a comment and we'll reply and get back to you.
It also works for the Spotify algorithms and the Apples and all that type of
YouTube algorithms, all that fun stuff.
Yeah. So tell us your favorite color. Tell us what your cat likes to eat on the weekend.
Tell us what you like to see more of on the channel. What you would like to see more
interesting.
More goalkeeper training videos, challenges. More podcasts, more challenges,
interviews.
Yes, definitely. We need to get more guests on in 2021. And we've also in chats with 1951 Goalkeeper Coaching to tee up another training video for you guys as
I feel like I need.
So Mick, yes, now.
Yeah, is he in the room now?
But Michaeli at 1951 is very keen to do another training session with us. So stay tuned for that, and that will be coming very shortly as well. So we're looking at teeing up with him
Tommy, excuse me, I got one more. Just a quick shout out to Mr. Shamrock.
Mr.
MPL saves.
Yes, we did see that as well.
Yeah, so shout out.
Channel favorite, Mr. Cyril.
Yeah, well done, mate. It's awesome to see that. And also too, little cheeky Nick Stone got in there too with a game didn't want to play this year, jumped in the sticks and came one with a 2-1 win. I think it was against Furry actually with Swan.
He signed with Swan United as well. So it's nice to see like the veteran keepers showing us how it's done. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really good to see. But apart from that, hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I've been Tommy Gunn.
That'll make me 80.
And this has been Inside 6 Yards, guys. Take care, stay safe, and we'll see you in the next one.
Catch ya.